Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? What? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clifford and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here. Let's hook you in the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. He who had injury, he who had.
King Derek the Fifth.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have Tua's brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Tua Valoa. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans.
Trevor's on fire right now.
You got to be a trendsetter.
14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
I just got called out. Deservedly so. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay. Derek Piper alongside. No Trevor Valise. Hopes to be here tomorrow. Had a great visit with Chase Brown in the first hour. Illinois running back. Third team All Big Ten. So congrats to Chase. Also today, Doug Kramer named second team All Big Ten. And then Alex Palcheski or Palcheski. Have you ever figured out how to say that? I think it's Palcheski. That's what I'm going with. And then also Verdarian Lowe, great kid. They both were named honorable mention All Big Ten. So that is your offensive side. Of course, yesterday, a ton of defenders for Illinois named to the All Big Ten team. I've been kind of running around the building here, but I just did visit with Mike LaTulip, who's our next guest, former Illini guard, House of Pain head coach. And I realized something today, and Mike called me out on it. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? How was the, I think we're about, what, an hour and a half into you following me on Twitter?
So I go to tweet out about you being on the show, and I don't follow you. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I apologize. That was a major oversight on me. Because I think what's confused me is in the past, I've, like, favorited your tweets. So I guess all along, I just thought I was following you. But, Mike, I don't mean to big time you.
Hey, we're here now. We're here now, though. We did it. We made it. I appreciate it, obviously. I couldn't believe it when I saw it, either. I've been seeing the St. Louis and Arizona Cardinals tweets for what feels like years now, so... I'm glad I can reciprocate here.
That is so true, that the fact that you've hung on through all these years and without me, hey, you're a bigger man than I am. All right, Mike, let's talk some Illinois basketball. I told Derek yesterday, and I you know me well enough, I get a little out of hand. I had asked going into that game, and I wasn't expecting it to be that game. I asked Derek, I said, I want to see something happen that gets me to the point where I'm like, I love this team again. Not that I don't love the team, you know what I mean? But I mean, in other words, I've got full confidence in this team doing some big things. I didn't know it was going to happen against Notre Dame when everybody was beat up. I didn't know it was going to happen when Andre Curbelo wasn't on the court. Brad Underwood almost cried, I think, in the postgame. How important do you think, and I'm making probably too much of it, how important do you think that victory over Notre Dame was?
To answer your question, plainly, very important, but to go off of what you just said initially was, hey, show me something that resembles, you know, the team that I love, or,
yes,
you know, along the lines of what you just said. And I think for all of us, it's, hey, show us something that resembles the team that had these expectations going into the season.
Amen.
I think that's more fair, I think. But then the other side of it, too, is, hey, is it fair to judge them on those expectations when it's just been a complete, you know, mix and matching of lineups and who's in, who's out,
right,
who's injured. And I think given all that uncertainty, you know, you just needed to, like, in that particular game, right, you just needed to come out and play with an edge. That's it. Like, that, I mean, that's kind of all anyone was looking for, even when the chips are down, even when you have people out. And you could see in the first couple minutes, and it wasn't mistake-free by any means, but when you fight, you know, when you have an edge, when you play with an edge, like, you will always give yourself a chance. And then we can kind of dive into the nuts and bolts of it, but that's where it all starts. And I think if they can adopt that mindset, which is kind of the Brad Underwood culture, and it always has been, mm-hmm. getting back to that and being confident in the roles that they have, or the roles that each guy has, I think that's where it all starts, the identity, right? And the identity comes from, okay, if I'm Coleman Hawkins, if I'm Demonte Williams, if you look at turnovers early in the season, a lot of turnovers typically for teams comes from guys not knowing who they are yet and what their limitations are.
Right.
And I thought this Notre Dame game was the first game where you could see some of that falling into place, and guys knowing who they are, what their role is, and being really confident in those roles. And I thought that was absolutely on display there the other night.
Well said.
Mike, the fact that Trent Frazier hadn't touched a basketball since he had gone out against Kansas State, and he passes the test where he's cleared to play if he ultimately wants to, and he walks in the coach's office and says, I can play 35 tonight. What does that mean for a team that was searching for an edge, was searching for maybe a little bit of leadership? What do you think that brought to the table?
Well, it brought a lot, Derek. I think initially what you want to think about is, okay, you got Trent Frazier. He's kind of the heart and soul of his team. He has been for the last few years in terms of just bringing that edge, bringing that toughness. And I think what you forget defensively, like obviously he's a great defender, but he's the point of attack defensively. Like he is typically the one that is guarding that point guard. So whatever happens on that defensive possession typically starts with Trent. And you can see immediately, like when he checks into the game, it gives that defense just a different type of pep in their step. And then on the offensive end, he's a guy that knows his role, right? We keep going back to that identity, know who you are, know your limitations. And I think when you have a guy like that that knows who he is on both ends, it raises the level of play for everybody around him. And I can't say enough. There's too many adjectives to describe Trent. There's too many superlatives. Like, he just brings a different type of element from a toughness standpoint, and could have had every excuse in the book, right? Mm-hmm. Bad knee, didn't touch a basketball. You go down the list, but when you start telling yourself that, you start believing it. And on the flip side of that, when you start telling yourself you're ready to play and you're ready to go and you can contribute, you typically do those things. And that's exactly what he did the other night.
Mike, it's kind of hard to fathom when you just continue to hear Brad discuss all that this team's going through. And it's like, oh, by the way, Demonte was thrown up in the toilet at halftime. And we told Melendez he was going to start, but he rolls his ankle and shoot around. Ultimately, he ends up starting. Hutch is now sick. Boss man's sick. Like, you've been around a lot of basketball and been on some teams, so I'm sure that internally maybe there was more going on than that people knew outside. But have you heard about something like that to that kind of extent of just a team trying to find its way and just having so much get in the way of that?
I go back to my redshirt year, when I redshirted my senior, that 15-16 season, and Kendrick Nunn, Malcolm Hill, we had talent on that team. We just never had a healthy group. And even in those first couple games in Springfield, you're losing to North Florida. It doesn't matter who you have on the floor. I don't care. Like this Illinois fan base, if it's a loss, it's lost. Like, you know, it's hard to have that type of perspective. But when you're in the locker room, what was frustrating for us that year was the fact that we got a glimpse of it. If you remember, when we went down to Destin, we played in the Emerald Coast Classic, and the first time we were all healthy was against a really good UAB team, and we won pretty much going away by 15 or 17. Really good game. We played Iowa State, who was the number 4 team in the country, mm-hmm. the game yep. after that, down by 2 at half, but right before half, Mike Thorne hurts his knee, and then we're not healthy again. We end up losing that game, and we couldn't ever really recover, and I think it makes you appreciate those wins that you do get when you're shorthanded. You know, it really does. And no one will ever know the extent of what's going on in the locker room. And there's an element of that that's frustrating at times.
Sure.
Because you can hear it, right? You can feel it. You can feel it in the arena. You can feel it when the life kind of gets sucked out of the arena. And part of you is like, man, I really want everybody to know what's going on. And then the other part of it is like, whatever, let's just get it done.
Yep.
Let's find a way. And I thought that was on display there against Notre Dame. Doesn't matter who it is, who we roll out there. Bum knees, illness, flu, let's just get this win. And I thought they adopted that mentality, and man, it was a lot of fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Tulip is our guest, former Illini guard.
That was House creepy. I just gave like a mm-hmm. That was creepy. Sorry, Mike.
House of Pain head coach does great work on Illini Inquirer as well, breaking down the film. And you can follow him on Twitter like Lon Tay does now, at Latulip _ Mike. The game against Notre Dame, Mike, where you're having the inside-out dynamic of Kofi obviously doing the incredible stuff that he does. It's still hard to even, like, comprehend or just realize how dominant he is.
Incredible.
And just in the context of what else is out there in college basketball. And then to have the three-point shooting around him. And also, Kofi's looking for the passes. How big is that that now he's taking that next step to understand he can throw it outside to, or even step out near the free throw line and hit a jump shot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll start off with this with Kofi. I've been so impressed with him. And I know that's just a ridiculous thing to say because of the numbers and how successful he's been at Illinois. But even beyond the numbers, even beyond the accolades, beyond where his legacy is going to end up and what his legacy is going to end up being here at Illinois, I'm impressed with him as a person. Like, every single game, the consistency, the attitude, the body language is always great. I mean, the guy gets just absolutely mauled every game. And, you know, I know every, you know, there's times where you can be upset about a call, right? And I think that every player goes through that. But he never lets it carry over to another possession. And I think when you're a guy that needs to have touch around the rim, the times where you miss bunnies around the rim are typically when you're worried about something else, you're frustrated about something else, you're not focused. He has just been such a joy to watch, and just as a person, like, he's smiling. Even before that, you know, Kansas State game, right? You come off a really bad loss against Cincinnati, and the ball's about to tip against Kansas State, and they pan to Kofi, and he's like bouncing around, smiling. Like, that doesn't go unnoticed by your team, right? And whether consciously or subconsciously, guys feed off of that, and that's just what's been so impressive for a guy that has as much success as he has. But even diving into more of like the X's and O's and schematic aspect of it, he has just opened up a lot of things for this offense. It was his ability to recognize when he's at a disadvantage and when his teammates are at an advantage on the perimeter. And I think the 17-footer that he made against Notre Dame, I've been really impressed with his maturity and how he's balanced all of that, where he's not just all of a sudden the guy that's falling in love with outside shots.
Right.
Because it's new to him and it's new and it's fun. I said it before the season. He can't get bored with consistency. Like, he can't.
That's a great point.
It's going to be consistent, great performances underneath the basket every night. And he's got to just absolutely crave and love that consistency. And he has. And I think he's also, to his credit, he hasn't fallen in love with catching it and throwing it back out of the post. Because at some point, you don't want him to fall in love with that.
Mm-mm.
You want him to make the good reads. I think that's where I've been really impressed with Kofi, is they've been the right reads. Like, at times where he's open in the post is when he's been able to go to work, and at times when he's had been at a disadvantage is when he's thrown it out. And we'll probably get into Alphonso Plummer, I'm sure, at some point, but him being able to be that guy that isn't just, you know, hey, throw it in, and hey, we're probably not getting it back out, it opens up so much for this Illinois offense, and he's continuing to improve in ball screen coverages. I can't say enough about him. We talk about the legacy. We talk about his jersey's probably going to be in the Raptors someday at Illinois. But there's been plenty of guys that have had jerseys in the Raptors at schools that maybe weren't fun to play with, you know, maybe weren't the best with the media. You know, and I think for Kofi to encapsulate everything that you want out of a guy that is really the face of the program, and Io did the same thing, speaks to him, speaks to the staff, speaks to this culture that they've built. And, man, I am definitely cherishing the days that he's wearing orange and blue.
Amen. That's a great point, Mike, about don't get bored. You know, we'd all love to get bored scoring 24 and grabbing 10 a game, but I could see what you're saying. It's almost like, oh, look, I'm going to make another layup, or I'm going to dunk another basketball. And, you know, where you look at these other guys hitting shots from 22 and you're like, wait, I want to do that. So, I mean, I think it's a great point that you just said about that. That's why we have Mike LaTulip on. I'm assuming this, I'm going to start loving some of the tweets now that I'm following Mike LaTulip on what he's talking about. Hey, I want to ask you about the freshman. Now, Carmelo Anthony ruined this years ago as a freshman, came in and led Syracuse to a national title. And now from then on, everybody's like, well, you should play a lot as a freshman. But you know, Mike, it's not easy to come in and just join a team, especially a team that I think eventually will be ranked again. And, you know, to be able to do stuff. And you hear you have R.J. Melendez, like, gets a spot start, comes out, hits a big three. Luke Goody's doing some things. How tough is that for freshmen to come in? And, you know, they're not Carmelo Anthony. They'd tell you that. Yep. How tough is it for a freshman to find a role, kind of get a niche, find a role on a team like these guys are starting to do right now?
It's the hardest year in their basketball careers. You know, and that's just typically how it plays out. I mean, I remember back to my freshman year, I came in as a preferred walk-on. They had an open scholarship, and I was the only freshman. I didn't have anyone else to kind of gauge my progress off of. I was playing well in practice. I got some rotation minutes my freshman year, but I was so hyper-focused on that scholarship, and I thought every turnover I had, lost it. I thought every shot I hit, every good play I made, got me it after practice. And you're on this roller coaster, and I think when I became a senior, and it was Jalen Coleman-Lanz, Aaron Jordan, and DJ Williams, I remember the first thing I told them is when you're a freshman, you worry about three things and three things only, okay? Playing hard, being a good teammate, and being in the right spot defensively. That's
nice.
It. Like that should be the only three things that you worry about, because you naturally as a freshman have these expectations for yourself when you come in, and it rarely works out like a Carmelo Anthony where you know, you go through, you win the national championship. It rarely works out like that. So how are you going to deal with that, right? And I always think I'm always very intrigued with how teams that have depth and have good players like RJ Melendez and Luke Goodyear and Podziemski as well, like how do they handle that, right? Like you look at them as like a single player, but you got to factor in the psychological aspect of it where they probably never come off the bench. They've probably never been in a role where they're not a key part of what's going on. And everybody's a key part of what's going on, you know, relative to what their role is. But I think for both of them, they, you know, you saw RJ Melendez utilizing his length defensively. Luke Goody, you can bet your bottom dollar he'll be in the right spot defensively. Yes. Every single time. He'll fight you. You know, RJ Melendez, it's not perfect. You know, for anyone that watches the film breakdowns on the Illini Inquirer, I think we got another one coming out from the Notre Dame game. And there were some defensive mistakes that he made. And those are the things that, honestly, you watch it, you kind of get encouraged. Because these freshmen are already having a little bit of success, and there's still things that they can shore up on. And that's just the growth process. And I think when you play for a really good team, when you have a Trent Frazier, when you have a Demonte Williams, when you have these guys that you can learn from, your growth is shaped in a way that it's better than having selfish upperclassmen where, you know, that's when people start getting siloed off, right? That's when you start worrying about yourself. And I think these freshmen have done such a good job of staying within the system, not making it about themselves in a year that it's really hard not to make it about yourself. So I give them kudos for that.
Good call.
Mike, in the category of still needs improvement, I know that in Kansas City, a big theme was guards getting beat off the dribble. We even saw that against Rio Grande Valley. I know that, you know, Trent was out for that game. Notre Dame, like ball screen coverage, Blake Wesley operating off the pick and roll, 24. There's going to be rare times when you completely shut a team's water off and say, all right, you guys are going to score 50, 55. But is that still a concern for you? Or maybe, I guess the question is, how concerning is it they have had some of those issues?
Yeah, well, you look at Blake Wesley, and in my opinion, that's a future NBA player. In what capacity, that remains to be seen, but he's got the tools, and, you know, it's not always going to be a Blake Wesley every single night, but I thought they, you know, although he scored 14 straight in that Notre Dame game, I thought they did a good job of adjusting, and they were setting those double drag screens, essentially a double screen at the top of the key. Trent Frazier fights over the top of it, but oftentimes the guy's that type of quickness, you're always going to be behind him. So they had to switch a bunch of times, right? So now it puts the onus on Kofi to be really, really good in ball screen situations and have activity and wall up and not get in foul trouble. But I'm looking more at the wings when you talk about Plummer on the wing, Jacob Grandison on the wing. How can you be active in those ball screen coverages to not make this just a two-on-two, two-on-one type of game? And there was an instance in the second half against Notre Dame. Blake Wesley gets downhill. Kofi is they add a switch. You know, Frazier kind of veers back over to Lucheski, and now Kofi's head up guarding Wesley, and, you know, Plummer's in the corner kind of standing guarding his guy, but, like, how can you have activity in the gap that maybe you get him second-guessing, you know, maybe I shouldn't go full speed downhill, maybe I pick up the ball here, like, help Kofi out in that situation. That's really hard for a 7-foot, 275-pound guy to be constantly in downhill ball screen situations with a really, really good pro prospect. You know, and it starts with fighting through the screens, which Trent does, but sometimes you're going to be at a disadvantage when they set those double drag screens. So I'm looking for those wing defenders to get even more active in the gaps, and I think that's going to alleviate some pressure for Trent fighting over, and it's going to alleviate some pressure for Kofi having to kind of just do a one-on-one head-up, you know, downhill coverage on a really good player.
Love learning basketball. Mike LaTulip, former Illini guard, House of Pain head coach, following, of course, his thoughts on Illinois basketball. Are you worried at all about Andre Curbelo?
In what capacity?
In the sense that we haven't seen the... Like, I told Pipes going into the year, you're not supposed to ask questions back, Mike.
I apologize.
No, I'm kidding. I told Pipes, Trevor asked his questions leading into the first game. And basically it was like, okay, who's the X factor on this team? And Andre Curbelo would be the last guy probably most people would say, but I'm like, I think it's Andre Curbelo because we are expecting so much out of this kid to not only replace an All-American in Io, not that he's really replacing him, but you get what I mean, but to all of a sudden say, okay, hey, this is a team that could be ranked top 10 again. You're a sophomore, but we think you are a second-round draft pick right now in the NBA. You're the best point guard in the Big Ten. Just go do it every night. And I don't doubt for a second that these concussions and stuff that have happened have played its part in this. And I know Brad Underwood always says, look, I'm not making excuses, guys, but it does play its part. I just felt like we're putting a lot of pressure on Andre Curbelo, and you know what? He was 4-for-18 the one game. He's had some bad turnovers. Pipes and I talked about it yesterday. Derek's like, you know, just make the pass. You know, you didn't have to be the flashy pass. So I have no doubt in my mind that Andre Curbelo is going to be the Andre Curbelo we saw last year eventually. But it's crept into my mind, are we putting too much pressure on him? And I know Brad's trying not to, but maybe his fans, are we putting too much pressure on him being the best point guard in the country?
Well, he's a little bit of an enigma.
yes.
And when I say that, you know, the grading scale for Curbelo is just different than any other player. And when you see preseason third team All-American status, I think people as fans, what you immediately equate that to is like 20 points, 10 assists a game. And that's not the case. And he could easily be a third team All-American. He can easily be a first team All-Big Ten guy averaging 13-7 because people are aware of the impact that he has and how much he can control a game. And I just think for him, just as all these other guys, right, you're trying to find yourself. I talked about that earlier. Identity, yep. All right, what's my identity as a player? What's my identity on this team? Io's gone. Curbelo's still figuring that out. And this is a kid that is he is a talented scorer. He's shown that in practice. He's shown that in high school.
Sure.
He can score the basketball. So you're trying to figure out, and some of it's just trial by error most times. Honestly, or it's trial by fire, however you want to look at it. He is trying to figure out what his role is. How much do I have to score?
Yes.
Right? You know, for us to win games. And I think what he's realizing now as he takes a step back, and maybe this time off will help him a little bit, I think he realizes he doesn't have to put up 18 a game for this team to hit their ceiling. And I think if Andre Curbelo can really put in his mind, like, you know what, I'm going to be who I am, and I'm going to master that. And I think that goes for everybody in that lineup. Be who I am and master that. You know, I don't have to, you know, he can still be a second-round NBA draft pick. I'm telling you, he can still be a second-round NBA draft pick by just being Andre Curbelo.
I agree.
Just being who you are. But, you know, at the same time, you talk about the turnovers. I mentioned it earlier. Like, most teams that have high turnover numbers are typically attributed to not finding yourself yet, who you are.
Interesting.
You're trying to find your limitations, what works, what doesn't work. And for Andre Curbelo, I'm not worried about the turnovers. Like, you know, you go back and look at Trae Young when he was at Oklahoma. He had four games that year of under four or less turnovers.
Wow.
Four.
That's it.
He had 19 games of five or more turnovers.
Wow.
Trae Young.
I didn't know that.
19 games of five or more turnovers. And he had back-to-back games. He had a 9-turnover game. And then the next night he went to play Chester Frazier's Kansas State Wildcats and had 12. So, like,
goodness,
it's a usage thing. Like, that's what ends up happening. But how can you have the good outweigh the bad, right? Trae Young was a really, really good shooter. And I think the way Andre Curbelo can do that, he's oftentimes going to have more assists and turnovers. You know, like, I think the Marquette game was a little bit more of, like, a, you know, an anomaly.
Yep.
But, you know, he's going to have games where, most times, the good outweighs the bad. But it's going to start on the defensive end for him. He showed it, like. And it's the same thing with Alphonso Plummer. They both can do it. Like, they both can do it. It's just you have to remain focused. Like, last year, remember the Big Ten tournament? Jordan Bohannon didn't want to dribble around Andre Curbelo.
No, that's a good point.
You know, like, and he just made guys feel that. Like, you know, he made them feel him. So, like, he has that. And I think the more he realizes, like, all right, I need to be the guy that gets us into our offense, makes the right read, you know, makes the defense pay when they're either sagging off of me for an open three or I can go by them. And then on the defensive end, being a really good positional defender and being a menace on the ball like he can be. You know, he showed by at the end of the year last year he can do it without fouling. That was his issue early last year. So I'm not worried about Andre Curbelo. It's just more like, hey, you got to give him some time to figure out who he is. That's why when you look at a season, and I apologize for being long-winded.
No, no.
Anytime you look at a team, right, like what is your definition of success for a team? And what is your definition of success for a player? For a team, what would you rather have, right? Illinois season last year where you win a, you should have won a Big Ten regular season title. You win the Big Ten tournament, but you get bounced by Loyola. Or would you rather be Syracuse that kind of like floats around, are we going to get in, are we not going to get in, win a couple games in the tournament? And it's like, was that a good season?
Right.
And then you look at the same thing for a player, and it all comes down to growth. Did you grow? Like, did you grow as a team? Did you grow as a player? And I think there's so much more growth for Andre Curbelo this season. So it's almost unfair to judge him off that preseason third-team All-American status when he still has so much growth that he can do, and I'm confident that he's going
to
do it.
Mm. I could talk to Mike LaTulip for hours, and I'm the one that apologized because we've kept you for so long. I have one more, and I'm going to shut up, and I think Pipes has one more on Purdue and the rest of the Big Ten. How strange, difficult is it for these players this year to last year have three different assistant coaches in their ear, and this year have three completely different assistant coaches? Now that you're a coach, I mean, how strange is that for these guys, or is it really not that big of a deal?
Well, I think Jeff, being a guy that was there
and
got elevated into his position, I think he kind of serves as that, you know, that rock.
Good
right?
point.
You know, he's kind of the holdover and the glue, the adhesive to that staff. Obviously, you know, Coach Underwood, it goes without saying, but for the assistant coaches, you know, you bring in Chester, you bring in Tim Anderson, and, you know, like, there's something to be said about that. There's relationships that are built with O, the relationships that are built with Coach Gentry and Chin. A lot of that starts with recruiting, right? Like, they're your guys. You come in, you get to know them, you go to war with them. And then, you know, there's the part of the business that's like, oh, wow, yeah, they're just gone. you know, so it takes time for that to develop, right? And I think a guy like Chester, a guy like Tim Anderson, you know, they both are so well respected in the industry, and I think they've quickly gained the respect of the players, and that has to grow, right? You know, that you know, you have to give time for that to, you know, to materialize as well. So, you know, I think we all had a lot of expectations for this team coming out of the gates, but we also have to be mindful of like the change in staff, the injuries, the guys are out, flu, you know, like, and every team goes through that, but really not to this level. And the way you don't really see three assistant coaches, you know, going and getting different jobs.
No.
It's really nothing against Illinois. You're talking about Gonzaga and Kentucky. So, you know, there's no fault there. But it takes time, right? And I think that's something you already see in recruiting. These guys are doing a heck of a job recruiting. And then those are the relationships that are built, right? You build those relationships with Ty Rogers. You build those relationships with Sincere Harris and Jaden Epps. And then that's what carries you. That's what you continue to build through your program. So, these guys have hit the ground running, and I think they have more than the respect for the players, and the players have respect for them. So I'm excited to see the staff grow, the team grow, the players grow. We got a lot of exciting basketball ahead of us, man.
Michael, make this last one straight into the point. How scary is Purdue as they steamroll towards being number one in the country next week, assuming they don't slip up against Iowa on Friday?
About as scary as it can get, Derek. I think this team... And it's a really good lesson, right? You can be a national title favorite, a Final Four favorite, a Final Four contender, but you still got to play the games. And so far, Purdue has certainly played the games and done it in convincing fashion. They just have – I'm not sure where the hole is. You know, like
– I agree.
I think they have so much depth, but not just depth, skill depth. Like depth – you know, they have probably three guys in that team that could easily be starters. You know, they shoot the ball really well. They have great inside presence. Their post, you know, their big men can pass. Caleb Verse, I think, is a real X factor for that team because you kind of forget about him. He could be a guy that's like, you know, if he was a freshman at Iowa or was a freshman at another school or at Maryland or something, we're probably talking about him more because he has a little bit more of a role. But man, like, yeah, I think this team, and if they don't reach their, I guess in order to beat them, you're going to have to make shots. One. I watched them beat my Wright State Raiders by 40, which I did not expect that Wright State team to ever lose to anybody by 40. And you got to make shots, and you kind of got to hope that Jaden Ivey just has, you know, is kind of a madman and turns the ball over. But so far, he's been so solid making reads and kind of leading that offense and orchestrating that offense. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly there's no question that there's a clear team that the Big Ten is going to be gunning for it, and they have the pieces to not only win a Big Ten title but potentially win a national title. So, you know, no shortage of threats in the Big Ten, but they certainly sit at the top right now.
Big time. Mike LaTulip, man, you get home from work and then we bug you for 30 minutes. We apologize. But it's
I love it, man.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, it's always great to have you on, my friend. Follow him on Twitter. I do now. @LaTulip_Mike, former Illini guard, House of Pain head coach. Next time we'll chat House of Pain a little bit as well. Does that sound good?
Yeah. I think the wound is healed. I may need a little bit more time, Lon. I'll be honest.
Yeah, we're gonna give that to you.
Right.
Hey, you're the man, Mike. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Good stuff, man. Oh my. There's one other guy that I love listening to talk basketball, and that's Sean Harrington. I've told you that. And Mike LaTulip is right there with Sean. And I didn't know that we'd ever find somebody that was right there with Sean. Sean is very unique in the sense that we both know basketball, Derek. We played it, you know, up through high school, which granted we're not college, but you learn a lot of basketball. We've both watched a lot of basketball in our life. Absolutely. I feel like I understand basketball. I've even coached it to a small degree. But when I listened to Sean in the past, and we need to have him on one of these days, I would always learn something. And with Mike LaTulip, when you ask the question about defense and he's talking about gaps and breaking this down and doing that, I'm just like, whew. It's just amazing. I could literally, when I say I could talk to him all hour. And so, you know, it'd be great if he lived right around here and could just come in and join us for an hour at a time. It'd be incredible radio.
I believe he lives in Nashville, Tennessee, which we might as well go visit him.
You know what?
That's a fun place to go.
Let's go to one of those rooftop bars and do our show. I'm in.
Absolutely.
Well, I didn't know that. Then, yeah. Now I don't feel bad that we kept him long. Because, you know, the beer there is like $8. So, we'll, not that he's going out drinking beer tonight, but if he is, we just saved him like $16.
There you go.
Or 24. I don't know. All right. When we come back, what was Ohio State doing last night? Purdue looks incredible. Syracuse and Indiana were in like a Disney. I mean, that thing, I don't know what was going on in that one. And then there's some good stuff tonight as well with the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Big Ten showing up. We'll talk about it next. It is The Drive.
This is Dr. Margaret Tate with OSF Healthcare, Family Medicine in Champaign. Just want to remind everybody to keep up with your yearly physicals. This is a time for you to sit down with your doctor and talk about all of the preventative healthcare measures that we have available for you. With the pandemic, we realize that people have been putting off getting their physicals, but we want to stress the importance of getting them done. When you get your physical and get up to date with all of your healthcare screenings, it helps us identify issues before something serious occurs. So it seems counterintuitive to go to the doctor when you feel well, but it's important for us to get to know you as you're well so that we can recognize serious symptoms when you come in for your sick visits. It can be dangerous to put off your physical because early detection for certain cancers is key. To some tips for going to your physical, write down what questions you have, bring someone with you. A lot of times doctors are giving you a lot of information all at once. For details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Battery.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Hey, this is Brad Blumenschein again with the RE/MAX Collection, your luxury home specialist. So why don't you give me a call to take advantage of my BOSO sale? That's my buy one, sell one commission credit where you can save up to $5,000. Give me a call right now at 217-840-4381. Again, if you've ever thought about buying and selling a home, call or text me right now at 217-840-4381.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
The holidays are fast approaching and supply chain issues are making everyone shopping a lot harder. Don't wait till the last minute and get stuck in the cold. Get to Game Day Spirit, where there's something for every Illini fan on your list. They've got the top brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Shop local and find the best selection of Illini apparel, home decor, and unique gift items. Can't decide? Grab a Game Day gift card and let them pick out the perfect gift. Find them at Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Banco Overhead Door boasts over a decade of experience in garage door sales, installation, and service. They pride themselves on fast, friendly, and professional assistance for all customers. You can trust the licensed and professional team at Banco. And Banco is the only company in a 100-mile radius with a garage door showroom. Go visit their location and shop door options that meet your needs at 214 South Lake of the Woods Road in Mahomet, or you can view options online at bancodoor.com. That's BANKCO Door.
Hey, Grandma. I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champagne, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampagne.com.
It's the Totally Christmas Sale going on now at Prairie Gardens. Now through Wednesday, all Christmas floral stems are 50% off. 40 light battery-operated lights, only one penny with any mini tree purchase, $5.97 and up. Woodwick Fraser Fir candles are now 25% off. In our boutique, warm, cozy Sherpa socks, buy one, get one for a dollar. Locally owned and a Christmas tradition for 57 years, Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and...
Ho, ho, ho! Totally Christmas!
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week. If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
Hi, my name is Tracy Dace. I am the founder of Dream. Dream is a local nonprofit community impact organization serving over 200 youth from ages 3 to 24. When you walk into Dream, you will hear and see Black boy joy in health, learning, caring staff, and most importantly, hope for the future. Dream is one solution to preventing violence and building child well-being in Champaign County. Be hopeful and encouraged for a healthy and healed future for our community.
Hey, Illini fans, it's your girl, Chinee Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Oh, yeah. You and I won't be talking Sunday and Monday. Of course, you won't be here Monday.
I won't. I'll be in Iowa City.
So that might be good, because if you upset, you being the Bears, upset my Cardinals, I'm not going to be happy. And if the Cardinals take care of business, then you're not going to be happy.
I mean,
I know. You're probably actually
they
wanting...
They say not to cheer or do anything like crowd-like when you're in the media. Fire Nagy, I would have been all for. I didn't join in, but...
So Bears fans everywhere are okay if my Cardinals go and take care of business.
I am completely good with that.
Okay. All right. Kyler and DeAndre both practicing, but yet not full throttle. I'm like, what? Hopkins has a hamstring injury. He's never been hurt in his career. And all of a sudden now we're like 5 weeks... He can't get rid of this thing. Hamstrings are, they're risk. I mean, they're tricky. And then Kyler Murray hurt his ankle. Now he's been, this is the fifth week. I mean, I'm all for, hey, you know, and thank goodness Colt McCoy did his thing and led us to 2 out of 3 wins. And we had a perfectly placed bye week on Thanksgiving. But it's like, okay, you've sat out long enough. You want to get the bye, right? There's 7 teams that make the playoffs. Yeah. One gets a bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be going, you know, to Lambeau, or I don't want to to play 3 games. I mean, if you could get that bye, and then you play the worst seed in that second round, I mean, you only have to win 2 games to get to the Super Bowl, as opposed to 3. Plus, you'd be at home, although the Cardinals play better on the road, which is weird. Okay, here's what we're going to do, because we're running tight. So I want to talk about last night's Big Ten ACC games, and then we'll take a quick break and talk about tonight's. So I want to run these by you. I'll start with Ohio State beating Duke. What did you think of that? I mean, Duke was just anointed number 1, and then they couldn't handle it because E.J. Liddell hit a big shot late, and Ohio State gets it done. Liddell, 14 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. Boy, would he look good.
3 blocks. Oh, my God.
I mean, would he just
look... He's a monster, and to give him a chance to kind of ice it late. I know it's still only, I think, a 3-point game when he hits that jump shot.
Yeah.
To extend it, but Duke was going on a super cold streak. Didn't score in the final 4.5 minutes.
Wow.
Zed Key had a big night as well. So getting it done without Justice Suing was
a nice
win for them in Columbus.
I mean, Ohio State outscored Duke 41-23 in the second half. My boy Chris Holtman put together a little game plan, didn't he? All right, Purdue 93-65. Jaden Ivey, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Is he the 7-4 guy?
Zach Edey.
Oh, that's Zach Edey.
Jaden Ivey's the guy that looks like Ja Morant.
Yeah, he's the athlete. Out of South, is he out of Fort Wayne?
I know he's from
Indiana.
Yeah, he went to La Lumiere from Indiana.
I tell you what, that Purdue team, I know you asked Mike LaTulu, they are scary.
He's from South Bend, so I wonder how Mike Gray feels about that.
Mm. Well, so was that one kid that went off on Illinois.
Blake Wesley, yep.
Man.
There's talent in Indiana. Caleb First, who Mike LaTulu mentioned, is their starting foreman at Purdue, was rivals in high school against Luke Goody.
Wow.
So they're Purdue, good. Number one in the country in offensive efficiency. They're shooting 44% from three, plus have the bigs, plus have Matt Painter as a great head coach. They are a problem.
That's going to be a bad problem. And Illinois plays them at 11 a.m. on a Monday.
After playing Michigan.
Martin Luther King Day. 11 a.m. Okay. Syracuse 112-110 in overtime. Syracuse outscored Indiana 24-22 in OT.
Thoroughly entertaining game.
No doubt.
I think that the foul call at the very end on Trace Jackson Davis was pretty soft. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the refs were like, you know, we've put in our time. It's time for us to go home. We're not getting paid overtime. But that was a wild one. Trace Jackson Davis, 31 points, 16 rebounds.
Wow.
He's really good.
He is good. Minnesota over Pittsburgh, 54-53. I don't care. Wake over Northwestern. I'm eating a candy cane. In overtime, that's right, 77-73. And then Rutgers, pretty good win, 10-point win at home against Clemson.
Without
Ron Harper, 23-9.
Yep.
So.
He's going to be feeling good coming to Champaign, which you never like.
Is Coleman Hawkins going to be
step up for that one?
Is Gio going to be playing Friday?
I don't know.
We're efforting a Rutgers guy for tomorrow, right?
We are.
I got to get rid of this candy cane. I just keep eating. It's just my throat is scratchy from this cold, so I apologize to everybody being unprofessional. So last night, let's see, Big Ten, 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, 4-2.
With the 2-0 start on Monday, okay. So 6-2.
So how is that going to end when we come back? We'll talk about tonight's games because there's a really good one tonight we'll focus in on. It is the Drive.
Excited for a road trip? Start it off right with auto coverage from American Family Insurance. J.D. Power ranked us number one in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance shopping experience among mid-size insurers. Get a quote at AmFam.com.
American Family Insurance.
For J.D. Power 2021 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag. Keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Randy and Debbie Graham at Curtis Orchard with gift ideas.
Yeah, there's kids' science kits and craft sets. And then there's other handbags, purses, and kitchen aprons, oven mitts, and pot holders, dish towels, which are great to have. And nice bright colors.
And it's not all for the ladies. I know there's some beard balm for the guys.
Yeah, there's some really nice men's gifts. You want to take a little housewarming gift, a little thank you gift? We've got lots of things that fit into that category.
All these details are online, CurtisOrchard.com.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at longsautomotiverepair.com.
When it comes to picking out a tile or hardwood floor, wouldn't it be nice to talk to someone who can advise you as to what to choose? It can be so difficult. At Neverman Floor Artisans, you can work with their experienced designers to make the perfect choice. That's what they do. They sit with you and go over everything. Why don't you visit Neverman Floor Artisans for your next project and discover the amazing and talented people and the great choices for tile and hardwood. Discover the Neverman difference. Neverman Floor Artisans, only 9 miles south of Champaign off Route 45 in Tolono.
Welcome to Trucker Lives Matter, brought to you by Gail Frerichs Trucking. Let's go straight to the phones. Bobby, you're on the air.
Hi, Dixie. My company just told me we might be home late on Thanksgiving Day, but I want to eat turkey with my family. What can I do?
Well, Bobby, you should call GFT at 765-793-7131. Their drivers are all home for Thanksgiving dinners and quality family time. Hank is up next. What can I do for you, Hank?
I've been out for 3 weeks straight and only brought home $1,500. Can I do better?
Oh, shug. Yes, you can do better. Call GFT and get on board with their percentage pay program. It's not uncommon for GFT drivers to make that in a single week, and they're home every weekend. That's all the time we have today on TLM. All you hardworking folks steering the big rigs down the road need to do yourselves a favor and call GFT at 765-793-7131 for great pay and home time. And don't forget, tell them Dixie sent you.
I'm back to finish what we started.
Top of the key three, feeling it, got it. Oh, it's Trent Frazier.
Bad because the fight isn't over.
It's Williams open three. It's good. Huge shot.
I'm back for another year with my brother.
Curbelo, hello for a slam.
I'm back to leave a legacy.
Pass inside it covered for the slam dunk.
Now it's on you.
We need you back.
Let's go.
Get your tickets today at fightinglineup.com.
Ow!
And get my ticket to the NCAA tournament. That's what I want. All right, Pipes. Games tonight, Big Ten ACC Challenge. Let's rip through them. Miami at Penn State.
Bleh. Is that a bowl game?
How about Wisconsin at Georgia Tech?
How about Johnny Davis?
Who's that?
Their guard for Wisconsin averaged 24 a game at Maui, put up 30 against Houston.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just knew his name was Davis. I didn't know
he's
Johnny.
He's been awesome.
Wow. Okay. Is he a freshman?
Sophomore.
Oh, okay. So you got Wisconsin.
What the heck, Wisconsin? You're supposed to be bad.
I know. You're 23rd ranked. Whatever. I'll go Wisconsin to win. I'll go Penn State at home. Maryland hosting Virginia Tech. Both teams 5-2. Maryland 1-point favorite. I'll take the Big Ten team at home.
I'll go with you.
Okay. Then you got NC State hosting Nebraska. Let's don't go too long
NC
on that.
State.
Michigan State hosting Louisville.
I would expect Sparty to get it done in East Lansing.
Okay. They're ranked 22nd. And then the big one tonight, Michigan at North Carolina. I say that. Michigan's ranked 24th. Carolina's not ranked. Michigan a favorite on the road. Both teams 4-2.
Michigan hasn't been as impressive. It's early. Yeah. Kind of trying to figure some things out. I'll take the Wolverines tonight in Chapel Hill.
Okay. All right. So I've got Big Ten with Penn State, Big Ten with Michigan, Big Ten Wisconsin, Big Ten Maryland, ACC with NC State, and Big Ten with Michigan State. You and I were just laughing.
You think Michigan will win?
Oh, I thought you said you're taking Wolverines.
I am. I was asking, do you think they will?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I really do. The game I'm not sure about is Wisconsin at Georgia Tech. Or Maryland at home.
There's a handful of those.
I'm going to parlay this, and I'm going to get every one of them wrong. Not every one of them, but I'll get most of them wrong. What the heck? It's just $5.
Yeah.
What the heck? All right. Thanks to Chase Brown. Great stuff. We hope to visit with Kirby Joseph tomorrow around 4:05. Be fun. And then Mike LaTulip is awesome as well. Chase and LaTulip, man, they brought it on the Diff Van Dyke Appliance World phone line.
Nice little Wednesday.
No doubt, man. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk maybe a little Bears Cardinals.
Sounds good.
Let's go. It is the drive. Rutgers guy tomorrow, too. And Kirby Joseph. Got a lot. Let's go.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Holidays are legendary at Merle Norman, and gift sets have arrived. Choose from legendary lashes for head-turning lashes, legendary skin for youthful-looking skin, and legendary cheek for rosy radiance. Sets come tied in ribbon and ready to check off your list. Shop limited edition gifts at Merle Norman Cosmetics.